My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
JP, I can't help but notice you've undergone a wardrobe change since the opening segment.
Well, the Washington Nationals are very nice, and they're promoting their upcoming promotion. Saturday, August 3rd, they've got a game against the Brewers, 4:05.
Yes.
It is Harry Potter Day, Mystery House jersey giveaway.
Ah, very good.
There are some blue Nationals jerseys, okay. And then I guess the mystery is, I don't know that much about Harry Potter.
Okay, I can try to fill in the blanks.
Last year, when we went to L.A. to visit Kelsey, we went to Universal Studios, and one of the first rides we went on was the Harry Potter roller coaster, or whatever it was.
Right.
It wasn't really a true roller coaster, but the Harry Potter ride. There was a little Harry Potter section. And then Isabella, for a couple weeks, got into Harry Potter.
Yes.
So I know a little something about Harry Potter, but I haven't really watched the movies. She watched all the movies in like 2 weeks.
I've only seen the original, and at the urging of my youngest son, I read the first Harry Potter book a few years ago.
Wow.
I read the whole book. Now, I didn't go on and read, I don't know how many Harry Potter books there are at this point, a dozen, probably more. I ended at one. I had read enough after getting through the OG Harry Potter.
So, according to this, there are 10,000 fans are going to receive a special Mystery House jersey giveaway. And the giveaway features the jerseys, like the one I'm wearing.
Right.
Inspired by each of the four houses in Hogwarts.
Any chance you can name, how many of the houses can John Paul Flame name?
I thought Hogwarts was one of the houses.
No, JP, you're wrong. You're so wrong.
So I can't name any then.
Hogwarts is the academy where all of the young aspiring wizards and, I don't know, what's a female wizard? Wizardettes? That's where they attend. They live in four different houses.
See, if you say the name, Hogwarts I'll probably academy. Remember.
All right, so you've got Slytherin, I believe, is one
That's
of the
right,
four.
Slytherin.
Slytherin is one. You've got Drab, I might need your help here. Hufflepuff, is that one of the houses too?
I'm pretty sure Hufflepuff is one.
Hufflepuff is one, so I've got two of the four. Let's see, I got to come up with two more. Slytherin, Hufflepuff.
Ray Lewis has a house.
Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw, that's one. Very good. And the fourth Harry Potter house, I'm really
nerding out.
I think
RG3.
I was going to say it's Griffin something.
Oh, Gryffindor.
Yes, Gryffindor.
Is that right?
There you go.
Okay.
I just looked it up.
I knew two, and I needed help with
the other
two.
So I'm not even sure which one am I. Okay, I think I had to turn around for you,
Hold
Cakes.
On, let me see. I think it might be on your... No, I need to see the crest that's on your right sleeve. That should tell you which house. Let me see.
I thought it was on the back.
No, let me see. You're Team Ravenclaw, JP.
Oh, I'm Ravenclaw.
You got Ravenclaw jersey
nice.
There. There you go. All right, so that's a cool promotion for all the Harry Potter fans out there. On Saturday, August 3rd is when the giveaway occurs. Very good. As they take on the Brewers. That's a cool giveaway for people that are into the Harry Potter.
Then Sundays, kids run the bases day.
Ooh, that's fun. Drab, you should bring your kids out to run the bases on Sunday.
I think you got to be four.
Oh, you got to be 4 years old? Okay.
They do have a story time as well.
Nice. Excellent.
And Teddy Swims is coming to Nationals Park for a post-game summer concert.
Nice. Part of their concert series. All right, let's get into the Junk Sports page. It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need a quick burst of energy? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot for steady energy and long-lasting focus. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can find both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. You can use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great, my friends. So get some.
All right, we can start with the Olympics. And if anybody wants to chime in, it is Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Is the number. You mentioned the U.S. men's national basketball team. They faced South Sudan, and they pretty much took care of the business. Bam Adebayo led the way. Curiously, Jason Tatum plays in this game. Joel Embiid doesn't play a minute in this game.
Yeah, he was just slouched on the bench. And you know what? I'm talking too much about bets that I don't make. I love South Sudan plus the number. I think it was 29.5. They covered it easily. I need to be betting some of my tingles, JP. But I know what's going to happen. I'll start betting the tingles, and then things will go off the deep end. Things will go awry.
I can't remember the name of the guy on South Sudan. He was lighting it up in the first quarter. And I was curious. I was like, man, I wonder if he's been in the NBA. And then eventually they mentioned he was in the NBA. And it's just amazing that these guys who can ball out, like, He wasn't intimidated at all. He went right to the basket, dunked on LeBron James, hit a three-pointer. And then I looked it up, and I think he played for the Miami Heat like 3 years ago and averaged 2 points a game.
Right.
There's just so much talent out there.
I didn't watch
the
Americans, entire game.
The Americans just have so much more talent.
They dominated throughout. When they wanted to put the defensive clamps on South Sudan, they did at every opportunity. And South Sudan, they were just taking some wild, like, playground-type shots. You could just tell that they aren't as nuanced and don't have as much background and as much talent as the United States team.
Do you know Luol Deng went out of pocket to fund this team?
I did not know that. But they did give a good nugget during the broadcast yesterday. I didn't realize this. The South Sudan, they don't even have an indoor practice area. Like, they don't have an arena in the entire country. They had to go to Rwanda to train for the Olympics. And props to them for making it, but they don't even have a fully furnished arena in the country of South Sudan. Now, that's going to change. It sounded like they have 10 or 12 under construction right now, so they're developing in a real infrastructure for their program going forward. But, like, they had, like, no facilities and still, you know, are on this international stage, the biggest of stages. So they've come a long way in a short period of time. So good for them. It's impressive. How
no
much
doubt
did he come
about
out
it.
Of pocket?
I don't know. I read that he's funded the team. It's you know, here's the coach, Royal Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, Luol Deng has been funding this thing for 4 years out of his own pocket.
Good
he
for
pays
him.
For gyms, hotels, plane tickets, everything.
Luol Deng made a lot of money in the league, but it can go quickly when you're trying to bankroll an entire team's basketball program, right? I mean, he did earn $166 million in his NBA playing career. So good for him. He's helping his country, you know, try to flourish and thrive.
I mentioned this before that last night, at least on NBC's coverage, I think that the biggest thing that they were going to show was Katie Ledecky winning her gold medal in her signature event. She took care of the business, won her 8th Olympic gold medal and 12th medal overall. She crushed the competition in the 1500-meter freestyle.
I wonder what the number on betting on her to win that event was, because it just seemed like it was such a lock that it might not even have been offered.
I don't think it was.
Well, it wasn't even on the board.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Because, I mean, the book's just going to lose money.
So she's 27. She's now tied for the most medals ever by a female swimmer. And her dominance is just amazing. I saw a quote from Michael Phelps where Phelps, The headline grabbed my attention, and it said, Phelps amazed by what Ledecky does in the pool. I was like, oh, what did she do in the pool? And what she did is, she was up by so much, she said her mind started wandering, and she started thinking about all the people that helped her on her career path while she's in the race.
Right.
Like Phelps said, you know, that he never has time to think about anything else but his strokes while he's swimming, but she's up by so much and is such a machine, she's just...
Yeah, daydreaming.
Daydreaming.
Just, yeah, she's daydreaming while she's in the pool, basically lapping the competition. Must be nice to be that dominant at something.
So she had the Olympic record, 15 minutes, 30.02 seconds. She led from the start. At the last lap, there were a couple people that were on the same lap.
Right.
But she lapped people.
Yeah.
In the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
That's how dominant she is.
What she does.
So we had Mike Rizzo on the show yesterday. Of course, the Nationals made a bunch of deals. They're not playing great baseball of late. They lose last night to the Diamondbacks 5-4. So, Cakes, you may end up having a sweat.
I'm starting to 49 sweat.
49 and 60.
Starting to sweat that number.
They don't have a lane train anymore. The bullpen's not as strong.
Because when I peruse the standings and they're, you know, within 5 or 6 games of 500, I'm like, okay, the over bet is, I mean, it's definitely going to happen. But as it's like now 11 games below 500 at 49 and 60, starting to wonder, though Jason did mention, I believe they have an 11-game homestand upcoming. I don't know if it's right around the corner. It must be because they're playing the Brewers this weekend. So
problem is,
hopefully they can win some of those games at home. Take
the
care
pitchers
of
who were pitching really well early in the season,
yeah,
like a Mackenzie Gore, mm-hmm. they're not pitching as well of late.
Right.
Meanwhile, in Baltimore, they also made a bunch of deals. They, of course, were buyers. The Nationals were sellers. Mm-hmm. The Orioles get a 10-4 win, but the big story there is Jackson Holliday returned to the major leagues. Of course, he had a stint earlier in the season where he went 2-for-34. He hits a grand slam, his first career home run, to lift the Orioles to a 10-4 victory. They did, however, have a big hit to the lineup. Jordan Westberg, who was an all-star this year, third baseman, broke his hand as he was hit by a pitch. So, some pros, but some cons.
How much time is Westberg expected to miss at this point?
I think they hope that will return by the end of the season.
Okay.
Before the playoffs. But that's what they hope. You never know with a broken hand. Some NFL news, which I think that you will like, Cakes.
All right.
NFL is always looking to modernize the game.
Yes.
Now you've got tablets on the sideline.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The next innovation could come in the form of one of the game's most important aspects, determining whether players have done enough to earn a first down. They're going to test a Hawkeye system, which is used in tennis. During the preseason, they will test it out so you won't have to rely on the chain gang.
Who has been talking about this for the last 5 to 7 years, Drab? I think you're looking right at him.
I'm starting to think that you used a back padding machine as much as EB.
No, but I'm using it in the void of since EB is gone.
Okay.
I have to fill that void.
You have taken the baton.
It could break.
I'm sorry?
If you don't use it, it could break.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I mean, you gotta use the machinery or else it's just gonna fall apart. Now I don't use it to the extent that EB does, but I've definitely been on team get rid of the chain gang. It's the 2020s we're in. Okay, it's not 1985 anymore. Let's update this technology. We have the technology. Let's embrace it. Let's use it.
So the senior vice president of the NFL, Gary Brantley, said we're in the installation phase for all of the stadiums, getting them calibrated and up to date. I guess because different stadiums have different dimensions, maybe it makes it harder. But the Hawkeye system in tennis, it's the one that quickly determines if a ball was in or out.
You know what? To me, that sounds like a lot. That sounds like corporate, I'm going to use an old man term, gobbledygook. You know what? You know what's not different? The hundred yards of the field. That's not different in any stadium. Those are all the same. Please just put the sensors where they belong, set up the technology, and let's get rolling.
Cakes, I've long told you on this show that the yellow first and 10 line is more accurate than the chains.
I totally believe it.
And they always say, oh, the first and 10 yellow lines, not the official. It's not accurate. Right. No, it is. The chain gang, the dummies on the sideline are the ones that are not accurate because they're trying to eyeball a football in the middle of the field.
Yeah. Same with the 75-year-old guy trying to spot the ball on the field.
I was going to say spotting would be more.
Please update that too while we're at it. Because the guy grabs the ball and he does this.
Right.
And then he just puts it down some weird arbitrary
somewhere
spot.
Where he thinks.
Don't you have one guy on one side though, and one guy on the other side, and they kind of meet in the middle? They usually put their foot down.
Please install robots to do it because they're going to do it better than those old guys.
I'm gonna be honest. I like the ref spotting the ball. I kind of like it. Because
I mean, I don't know how a robot would spot the ball because if it's I'm forgetting the term, but when the guy has the ball and they're running the ball and they stop the forward progress.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a judgment call. Like, where's forward progress stopped?
You ever hear of artificial intelligence, JP? You can build that in. You can build it into the program.
Yeah, ref GPT.
that robot ref's going to figure it all out. Even though Drab apparently loves when the guys spot the ball.
Should help with the pace of play of the game, too.
Yes.
Definitely. They say it takes...
No. It will be the complete opposite. What do you think happens in the NBA every 3 seconds? Blow a whistle. Let's go to the court side. Look at a monitor. Let's waste another 10 minutes. No, spot the ball. We don't need to review everything. Spot the ball. Let's go. You guys want a 6-hour football game?
No. I always want more.
I think they're hoping
the game's that long.
They're hoping that it'll actually shorten the game.
Right.
Because the chain gang, it takes like, they said 40 seconds. I feel like the chain gang takes way longer than 40 seconds when they come out there. And
you know what? When those guys no longer have jobs, find them something else to do on the sideline. Good riddance. I'm going to be so happy when I have to look at those guys stumbling and bumbling up and down the sidelines.
So yesterday we were talking about...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Whether Jaden Daniels should take a lot of snaps in the preseason. You've got the Hall of Fame game tonight. You won't see Caleb Williams on the field taking any live snaps. You won't see CJ Stroud taking any live snaps. In New York, they're wondering whether Aaron Rodgers, who only played 4 snaps in the regular season last year, will play in the preseason. Last year, he played 10 snaps in the 3rd preseason game, 4 snaps in the regular season. Their head coach says his instinct is Rodgers won't play in the preseason.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not going to see him. They're going to keep him in bubble wrap until the opener. I think the Jets open against the Niners. I can double check that on the opening week schedule. It is an open line Thursday. You're welcome to call us throughout the show, 800-636-1067. Coming up later, Will Brinson, NFL columnist for CBS Sports, will join us, and we'll hit the skins coming up at 7, give you the latest from Commanders training camp.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.